This week's explosion of ticket sales for the next Star Wars movie is an indication of just how vital a part science fiction plays in pop culture. And the popularity of The Martian, which has been the leading film at the box office, only cements that. And that movie combines the fictional tale with real science. Now a group of researchers at ASU has received a grant from the National Science Foundation to use digital storytelling to help the broader public understand science. And the story of Frankenstein will play a big part. Ruth Wiley is Assistant Director of ASU's Center for Science and the Imagination. Ruth, at this early stage, what do you know about what the focus of the grant is going to be? We know that storytelling is going to play a big part.
And you're right. We are looking at how to use stories and how to use narrative to engage people in these bigger issues. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at what does it mean to engage a larger public in science and society topics around things like ethics and responsibility.
Those are very big issues. And so I wonder when it comes, there are many people who, you know, we hear more about STEAM these days. There was STEM and now STEAM a little bit more. Does it seem like when it comes to science and the humanities and the arts, for some people that would seem like a really hard sell in the sense to really find a way to intersect all of those things. Mm-hmm. Does that sound as challenging to you as it does to me?
Yes and no. So yes, it's a big question and a big challenge that we're facing, but it's about bringing together the right people. So in this project, we have folks from the engineering schools, as well as the New School for the Future of Innovation Society, as well as the Center for Science and Imagination. So it's about bringing people together with the right backgrounds and the right methodologies in order to tackle these big questions.
Is Frankenstein one of the earliest examples of this combination of using storytelling fiction to blend with science?
Well, many people argue that it's one of the first science fiction stories. And it's also a really interesting origin story in that it was written as a dare. And it was basically a group of friends got together and were writing horror stories. And Mary Shelley penned the first version of Frankenstein. And so also this idea of dares and challenges is something that we are planning to incorporate not only within the grant, but the larger Frankenstein Bicentennial Project.
Why is it important that more people are comfortable with science? I mean, there's so many scientific advances day after day. It's hard for scientists to keep up, I imagine. Mm-hmm. What about the average person?
I think it's because of those many advances that it's so important. So science is everywhere, and advances in technology are everywhere. It's in the food that we eat and the cars that we drive. And so it's important for people to have a basic understanding of what's going on around science, and also important to feel like they have the agency and permission to engage in those conversations. And that's important not just for the general public, but also for the researchers as well, and to broaden this conversation.
When they engage in those kind of conversations, what sort of conversations are you envisioning that might be different than what people are comfortable with now?
Mm-hmm. So another big theme is this idea of fun, and that we want people to have a good time when they're engaging in these activities. And so some of these activities include a digital museum where people can log in and curate activities around different themes, like what is life and what are responsibilities towards life. Mm-hmm. But also those themes continue to other activities as well. So in addition to the digital museum, there is kits that will be distributed to museums both around the valley and domestically, and well as at-home activities. So people that can't get to one of these museums, they can still engage in these activities and engage in these questions and topics.
We've talked about the different media, but the actual term of transmedia engagement, is there mm-hmm. something we should know more about that particular term?
So in the grant, when we talk about transmedia engagement, what we're doing is we're looking at the impacts of when people interact with multiple types of activities. So one might be the digital museum, or another might be these maker kits at home, or doing these activities in a museum, in a brick and mortar museum. And the idea of one of our central research questions is looking at the impact of interacting with multiple activities or multiple events and how that changes rather than someone who might just have a single media event. So in other words, you can look at someone who has both done the digital museum activities as well as the at-home maker kits compared to someone who has just experienced the digital museum.
Ruth Wiley is Assistant Director of ASU's Center for Science and Imagination. Ruth, thank you.
Thank you.